be filled with your grace, singing all day long. Let my mouth be filled with your grace, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let my mouth be filled with your grace, singing all day long. I'm singing all day long.
Trouble! Look at somebody and say, trouble! Well, see, trouble gets in your heart when the devil says, this is going to happen, something's going to happen, something's going to happen. It troubles your heart of peace. The enemy will come at you with stuff, with circumstances, with situations, with trials, and things you don't know about. But Jesus said you don't have to be troubled about anything anymore, and he's going to show you how. In John chapter 14, verse 1, it says, do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would not have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Knowing where you're going brings peace. Knowing where you're going will bring peace. It will subside every storm when you know your end result. When you know that you're going to end up where the Father wants you to be, that's going to bring you supernatural, abundant peace. And see, people, we need to get heavenly minded. But if you know where you're going eternally, God will cause you to live in peace today, every step you take. I was thinking this, would you be alarmed today if you know without a shadow of a doubt, tomorrow you're going to receive the lotto? Think about it. If you knew without a shadow of a doubt that tomorrow you got a bill today, but on tomorrow you knew that you were going to get $1 million, and all you had to do is drive to Austin to get $1 million. And if they told you, I'm sorry, you're just going to have to wait till Monday to pick it up, you still wouldn't be that alarmed, would you? But what would happen to your lifestyle? What would happen to you if you had that assurity that you knew that you had a prize coming? It wouldn't matter what's going on right now if you knew that, you know, hey, I'm going to make it through, right? Think about it. Well, I was approached with that same thing just this week. And the Lord says, you're not living as if someone that knows what's going to happen in the near future. There will be a deliverance of peace. There will be a deliverance of turmoil. Fear and anxiety wants the believers have a complete and solid confidence. Not just a hope, but a solid confidence that Jesus Christ is coming back again to take us to a place that he's prepared. And look at everybody, look at the things around you and say, hey, it does not matter. It does not matter. It does not matter what the house looks like right now. Doesn't matter what the checkbook looks like. If you knew Jesus was coming in the morning, it would not matter what's going on right now, and things would not trouble you or bug you or worry you. Amen? Amen. God will give us peace when we get our mindset set on what's really going on and what's really happening. And I believe when we get that mindset, doesn't mean that we just forget about everything today and don't, and let life pass us by. But you know what? I believe that will bring quality to the life that we live on a daily basis. Because the enemy's not able to get over on us and keep us in fear. Now, if you got anxiety and you got fear going on, God's giving you deliverance by just telling you simply tonight, think about the kingdom coming. Think about the kingdom coming. Think about the reward coming. It is assured. You know what? Some of us are sure we're going to hit the lotto one day. Some of us are sure something's going to give. We know we got money coming somewhere. We're sure. We're sure of this. But I tell you what, we are completely confident because God is not a liar. We have already won.
That's right.
We have already won riches beyond that. Oh, glory. Not hoping about it. We have already got it. We are already rich and abundant. We've already got that mansion. They are already building it.
Amen.
With an architect. His name is Jesus. He's already working on your house. And it won't be long. imagine what your house is going to look like. He says, Susan, ready, you coming up. And if he's been working on it for at least 2,000 years, imagine what your house looks like. So don't let the devil lie to you and say you don't have anything, that nothing's going down. Some people are just thinking about the little caves that we dwell in down here. And these little temporal things that in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, will rust and perish and be destroyed. They get dirty. They get nasty. The air conditioners go out. You got to constantly be using your faith to keep the thing going. But right now, there's not a house down here on the earth in comparison to the poorest pauper, if there is any up there, in heaven. Hallelujah. He's encouraging your heart tonight. He said, Lord, what do you want to say? He said, tell them I don't want them in trouble no more. I don't want their hearts troubled. And he said, look, encourage them and say, I've got it all taken care of. That even at this moment, God has got something prepared for you, and it's on its way. You've already won.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
You've already won. And it shouldn't matter. You can do what God told you to do. You can go where God told you to go, because you know what? If you lived in the White House in Washington, D.C., if the White House was your house in Washington, D.C., you could go and do what God told you to do. He said, look, I want you to go spend 3 days up there in Houston, but I want you to live in a trailer for 3 days while you do my will. Doesn't matter what you live in down here. It does not matter, because when you know what you are, when you know what you've got and you know what's coming, you can go where God tells you to go and do what God tells you to do without any fear. Amen. You're not going to feel poverty. You're not going to fear homelessness and circumstances and situations like that. As soon as you can receive deliverance, knowing with all assurity what's coming in the kingdom to come, guess what? You're going to start to find an increase of your lifestyle down here on earth. But so many people are so focused about this every little day, little stuff that don't matter much.
That's right.
So concerned about that little stuff, they can't move. So focused on that, so troubled. And when they get so troubled and so downcast, worrying about why isn't this working out, why ain't I got this, why ain't I got that, why? You know what? It even voids out their faith. They get discouraged to where they can't even live in the kingdom here. What is God trying to tell us? Thinking of the kingdom to come will allow us to live in the kingdom that is. Think about those that are living in great abundance right now, but kingdom-wise.
Yes.
Why are they living in great abundance right now, kingdom-wise? Because they sow. Why do they sow? Why do they sow? Because it says store treasures not up for yourself down here on earth. Store them in heaven. Store it up there. Kingdom-minded people do better. Kingdom-minded people do better, but don't be kingdom-minded just for today. And just, you know, I'm going to live in the Spirit today just to handle my stuff today. No, that's not how faith works. That's not how abundance works. That's not how prosperity works. That's small stuff.
Amen.
That's small stuff. You want to see great abundance come in, you forget about today.
Yes.
Forget about the cares of today. And you think about the kingdom that has come tomorrow. Guess what? You'll be living in so much abundance on a daily basis without trouble. When you get to the point, it does not matter. When it does not matter, where you can sow anything and you're not troubled. You're not,
yeah.
You know, you don't have some image thing you got to worry about. Your car doesn't look the way it's in, so you all worn out and knocked out of shape because you're still waiting for your manifestation. I'm not troubled by the timing of my manifestations.
Amen.
Not in the slightest bit. I'm not complaining about it to God. Amen. I'm not praying any harder. I'm waiting for the victory, and I know I've got it, and it's coming. It does not matter. I'm very rich and getting richer every day.
Amen.
I'm very blessed and getting more blessed every day. And the more blessed I get, and the more authority that I get, and the more that I have access to great things, guess what? The more it doesn't matter.
That's right.
The more it does not matter. I don't fear car situations.
Amen.
I don't fear any of those things. And the minute that the power of those things has lost its control over my life, it don't bug me no more. I can just speak the word over it.
Amen.
Paul said, I know how to be one. Abased, and I learned to abound. Many people do all fine as long as they're abounding. But as soon as it looks like a little bit of abasement, boy, they're in trouble. God's no longer God, and they're Job. They can't afford to go out to the top restaurant, and then they're in Job's situation. It makes me so mad, people claiming Job. I'm just going through. Let me see where your boils.
Really?
How many of your kids died last week? your house burned down? No. Job went through. Amen? Your battle is not the things you're dealing with right now because you still got your stuff. Your battle is your faith. You're not in trouble. You got a house right now. The things that are troubling you right now are your fears. You are still there. You're still alive. You can still eat. You got a nice place to go to tonight. And the thing that troubles you is your heart. He said, don't let your heart be troubled. You can walk every day in victory. Let the devil lie, but walk in victory. And don't trouble your heart. I refuse to have a troubled heart over anything.
Amen.
Bring it on. Even the things that used to work you over and wear you out, relationships and people used to bug you about stuff. Guess what? It'll get to the point where they're not going to bug you anymore when you know you don't have to deal with that much longer. Hey,
hallelujah.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
How many went to high school? How many of you were in school? I mean, you know, you went to some type of school and you had a teacher you just couldn't stand.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't you like her much better the last day of school? Couldn't you deal with her better on the last day of school? You know, it's like, look, you can say whatever you want to because in 35 minutes, we are almost out of here. You are almost out of here. And many people are so concerned about the small stuff and getting their little victory, they need to be believing for the kingdom to come. And think about that house up there. And why you're so busy working on your plans up there. I'm working on my, you know, ain't got a dime, you know, but they got plans over here for this and plans over there for that. Well, you need to start looking at the plan of your house up there. Guess what? And then you'll just walk into the house that God wants you to have down here. Occupy yourself putting your eyes on the prize. Occupy yourself. Keep your mind stayed on Jesus. You'll be all right. God's not a liar. The Bible says, I have been young and old, and I have never, ever, 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 ever seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread.
That's right. Amen.
You can black that scripture out if you want. Amen. But I've never, hallelujah, glory to God, I've seen it get close.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And the closeness wasn't like, oh, I don't know what's going to happen. No, I've seen the devil get opportunity for me to lose confidence, but I refuse to give up.
Amen.
God knew when that food was coming. He knew when that money was coming.
That's right.
He knew.
That's right.
He knew it was going to get there when it was going to get there. Amen. But the victory was, and the thing that God was after is the condition of your heart. Was your heart troubled? No reason to get alarmed. There's nothing you can do but wait and trust on Jesus and have your heart not troubled. Glory to God. That's how you can be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace. Have your heart not troubled? Say, I'm coming out of this. I'm coming out of this. Let me go in with a smile on my face. I'm coming out.
Amen.
You know what? When you are there, when you're willing to wait forever, it won't be long.
Amen.
It's all right.
Amen.
Comfort yourselves and let not your heart be troubled. You are a winner. How do you lose? Even death has lost its sting. You know what?
Woo!
What are they going to do? Kill you? If they kill you, what's going to happen?
Go to my mansion.
What's going to happen? Promotion. 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 The only thing that troubles you is yourself. By what you choose to think and what you choose to believe. That's the problem. If you got a raggedy tag house, go home to your raggedy tag house in Jesus' name. Glory to God. You got crud stains on the floor. I got crud stains all on my floor. But I'm going to go home to my crud stained floor in Jesus' name. Let not my heart be troubled.
Let not my heart be troubled.
And watch God move.
Amen.
Be thankful in all things, in every situation. Whatever you got is what's set up. You need to learn to be thankful with it. Glory to God. I knew what he was talking about when he said that. Many people still got a hold of something, that, you know, because they're not thankful for it, not grateful for it. Learn to appreciate it. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, it's wonderful. Thank you for the experience. Yes. You're here.
Yes.
Why? Condition of our hearts is what changes our circumstance.
That's right.
If God can change your heart condition and your mindset, he can change your circumstance.
Amen.
What do you think he's after?
Yeah.
Lord, change this stuff around me. Change this stuff around me. Change this stuff around me. He said, I ain't changing nothing, but I give you the power to change it. How does God give you the power to change your circumstance? He changes your heart, and when he changes your heart, he'll change your confession. Guess what? It won't be just believing something out there. It won't be just a bunch of rambling stuff. Yes, it'll be confidence, and those words will go forth, and your circumstance will change.
Amen.
How is he going to bring you out? He's going to bring you out from here. He ain't working on your clouds. He ain't working on that stuff. He ain't thinking about that. He's giving you authority to do those things.
Yes.
He said, I'm trying to shape you up so you can deal with this. Amen. When are you going to come? When are you going to come? When are you going to come? He said, look, I'm busy on this house that I'm building for you up here. Amen. I've done my stuff down there. I built you one down here, but you won't live in it down there. Glory to God. I built you. I've set up down there for you, and it's all right now. I'm not worried about you down there. I'm building the stuff up here. Don't call me down there. If you want me to come down there and deal with that stuff, I'll come down there, but forget up here. Amen? Are you hearing?
Yes.
Are you hearing?
Yes.
He's covered you completely and fully, to the fullest extent and to the fullest measure that you can overcome and be triumphant in every circumstance, in every situation. All you got to do is keep your heart. And guess what? God said, I will not allow you to be tempted beyond measure. Whenever somebody comes and say, I just can't take this no more, I say, well, either you're a liar, God. Oh, it's just enough. I can't handle this. No, it's just it. One more thing, and I'm just out of here. Well, if you were just out of here, that means you just jumped off, because the Bible says, I will not allow you to be tempted beyond that which you can bear. Amen. Listen, if you've gotten to the point to where you can't take anymore, guess what? You're the one driving yourself over the edge. Maybe, you know, I just can't handle it no more. It's about to go. Let me tell you why you can't about handle it. Now, you could take some of the stuff that the enemy does. You get what I'm saying? But what's driving you over the edge is the music playing in the background. See, the enemy will do stuff to us, and we'll start playing music in the background. It's like the Vietnam people. They go over there to Vietnam, and the Viet Cong would do all that stuff. Bad enough they were in a war, but then they put that crazy woman on the speakers, and she started doing mind games with them. America, we're going to destroy you. Oh, yeah. You communist, your country has fallen. And they would tell these people that stuff, and it was the stuff playing. They couldn't win the war because all the stuff they were hearing in their head. Well, many of us are messed up. Your situation wouldn't be half as bad, even though the circumstance would be exactly the same, if you learned to keep your heart.
That's right.
It's the background music your heart's playing. Devil's wearing you out. I knew he'd do it. We're going under. I knew he'd do it. We're going under. I knew it was going to happen. I knew it was going to happen. The devil said he was going to do it. He's going to come straight through, you know, and here we go, and here we go. That's the stuff that takes you over the edge, is your own confession. And some of you don't have to get it to your, I mean, in your head, you got it orchestrated. You hear me? You got a full opera going on. You got a whole choir. They come in parts. You know, just one thing happened wrong, all of a sudden you just hear, you got a band that comes on cue. Boom, boom, da, 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 da. That's my song. Here we go. We love the drama. We love the drama. And that's the hardest thing about getting people to come out. It's not getting the devil off their back. It's to get that heart out of trouble. That's the worst thing about getting people delivered, that heart out of trouble. You can deal in anything. You can overcome in jail. You can overcome without a dime in your pocket. Amen? Who shall separate you from the love of the Lord your God? Trials, tribulation, persecution, famine, sword? Nothing!
Hallelujah.
Nothing! You got to learn that. Yeah, you got a good God. It's all right. And he's right there where you are. Right there in that circumstance with you, wishing you'd stop playing that music. Some of you, your angels can't minister. So they can't march to the beat of your drum. They hearken unto the word of the Lord. How do you keep your heart? That's called playing hardball. Somebody say hardball.
Hardball.
That's how you play hardball on the devil. He'll come up with you with these little circumstance things, these little temporal things, these little temporal things. And don't try to work through temporal things when you feel overcome. Forget that stuff. It's none of your business anyhow. The Bible says, eye has not seen nor ears heard the good the Lord has prepared for them. And guess what? You ain't got no aces in the pocket. You don't know yet. All you know, he's got something working, but you don't have any evidence for the moment yet. You don't know how he's working it out. Amen. So don't go to court with the devil. When you go to court, play that same case. Plead the fifth. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. If it were not so, I wouldn't have told you. I win, you lose. That settles it. They ain't gonna mess with you. They ain't gonna mess with you. So what is he saying? What is the Holy Ghost saying to you tonight? Guess what? He wants to change your circumstance. How is he going to change your circumstance? By getting you to the point where you pull your heart out of trouble. And your heart is in trouble when you got it in trouble. Hoo-hoo-hoo. There is nothing that enters into your heart without your permission. Nothing enters your heart without your permission. You can guard your heart. Especially when times get rough, you can guard your heart. We don't have many days left here. It don't even matter. He will make provision for you, supernatural, abundant provision for you on a daily basis. Everything is wonderful. You people are so blessed. And some of us are mad about tomorrow. Well, you'd be just mad about tomorrow. Who do you think you are? God? You just trust God for tomorrow, and you think about your blessings today. Think about what the Lord did today. And the only thing that wore you out was your trouble, the way that you troubled your own heart. Think about what happened. I guarantee you things that troubled you were things that you had to receive by faith. Things that troubled you were not things that people wanted to you at that very moment, but the most of the things that trouble us are things that we receive by faith in the devil. Some of the devil say, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do this. And then we start to receive that stuff and we start to wear ourselves out. And we had a miserable week. And some of us, how many of us have bought the devil's lie and then he wasn't able to pull it off, but we lived 5 and 6 and 7 days in fear for no reason? For no reason whatsoever. You got this bill coming. The light's going to go off, you know? And they give you that deadline notice, 31 days before it's due. Let you worry the whole month. Well, you need to start singing in the Holy Ghost those 31 days. Don't allow the enemy to trouble your heart ever. And don't you trouble your own heart. You live right now. And if you live in the right now, you're going to find out you got the victory right now. There is nothing right now at this very moment that you don't have the victory over right now. Other than things you're believing to happen bad. Seriously. Isn't that amazing? Stuff you just had confidence in. Stuff you're working to believe. Amen. He got you believing real hard. Think about it right now. How many are in trouble right now? Right now, right now, you're in trouble. It's all right. It's all right. Bring the devil up to time. Bring the devil up. Bring the devil up to time. It's all right. I got some money in my pocket. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I can give it all away. And at that very moment that I give it all away and nothing's right there, I can still look at my wallet and say, I still win.
That's right.
I still win. I still win. The devil tries to get you to buy lies. He tries to get you to buy lies and try to get you to be defeated. But you have to refuse defeat in Jesus' name. And not allow your heart to ever be troubled. You have to know what's going on. And every once in a while, for you to know what's going on, you got to look into heaven and see what God has prepared for you. And you think, now, would that house be for somebody that's all messed up right now that he's preparing? Doesn't fit. When you get to glory and you move into that place that God's prepared for you, you are going to be legit. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
And if that's going on right now at this very moment, think about yourself right now. John chapter 14, verse 1. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. My Father's house are many rooms. And he goes all into all that. With that kind of mindset, you'll never be defeated. With that kind of mindset, you'll never, ever, 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 ever be defeated. You can face a lion, a bear, anything, and never be defeated. And never fear. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
And that's real. As long as I can be me at this moment, that's all that matters. And what do I need to be me? The power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And even that's a gift. Isn't it great?
Yes.
Even that's a gift. I need to know more word. Well, even us having the word planted to us is a gift. We're covered. I mean, the only way for you to fail is to jump out the boat, lock, stock, and barrel. You got to want to fail.